Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Ipke with you for the next 60 minutes and a dozen and plus two tracks. This is show number 201. And today I start a short series on friends. I've been away for a while visiting folks and remembered how important friends are. Long absent friends sometimes, far away friends. And of course you know who you are. Well, I hope you know who you are, or else I've not done my job correctly. Songs and tunes with friends in the title, including this, which is a tune called Friendship by the band Imar. I'll tell you a bit more about them in a moment. Just enjoy and relax as we move into this show. Thanks for joining me. Glasgow-based five-piece called Imar, I-M-A-R. They're former members of bands like Manran and Rura and Talisk and Baruli and Kara, The Low Ground, and so on. The band has a pretty crowded trophy cabinet because they've got lots of BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards and All Britain, All Ireland titles. 9 All Ireland titles among the 5 of them, and 8 All Britain titles. So this is a band where you definitely have to be on your game to play. They emerged out of Glasgow's session scene. A couple of them are from the Isle of Man. They have a strong background in Irish music as well. This is from a CD called Afterlight and something called Friendship, which we're focused on today and next week at least, maybe another week after that. We'll see how it goes. And this is show number 201 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. We head off now into Canada. Ken Whiteley and the Beulah Band. Ken Whiteley's a Canadian roots music legend, jug band and folk and swing and blues and gospel kids and so on. Lots of awards as well. He's had over, I think he's produced over 140, 150 recordings. A number of them have gone gold and platinum. And also a couple of Grammy nominations, a bunch of Juno nominations. He began performing in the 1960s with his brother Chris and his friend Tom Evans. They were the original Sloth Band, just a classic band at the time. They even appeared on Saturday Night Live. Remember that show? I guess it's still on. I suppose, although I haven't seen it for decades. But anyway, he was with Leon Redbone, and he's had a lot of collaborations as well, including with this band, the Beulah Band.
I've got friends all over the place. It means so much when I remember a face. The feeling of those memories is a warmth I can't replace. I've got friends all over the place. I can see Bruce when he used to have long hair. Now his forehead just shines with the hair that isn't there. But the same smile lights up every time he hits the snare. May that same joy radiate when we're in our rocking chair. I've got friends all over the place. It means so much when I remember a face. The feeling of those memories is a warmth I can't replace. I've got friends all over the place. There are folks all across this land. Couldn't count the homes they've shared or all the helping hands. Some don't play a single note, others play a concert grand. Some know me as a gospel guy, and others think jug band. I've got friends all over the place. It means so much when I remember a face. The feeling of those memories is a warmth I can't replace. I've got friends all over the place. One time in my dreams, I know I heard an invitation to a place. It might be slightly blurred. Ocean breezes crossed the ridge, avocado trees were stirred. Though my body's never been there, friendship was conferred. I've got friends all over the place. Mean so much when I remember a face. The feeling of those memories is a warmth I can't replace. I've got friends all over the place. As I look out now, I see so many faces smile. I recognize a few as I look up and down the aisle. So to you who are a stranger, hope it's only for a while. And our paths will cross again as we both travel these miles. We got friends all over the place. Means so much when we remember a face. The feeling of these memories is a warmth we can't replace. We got friends all over the place.
For the past 4 decades or so, the Denton, Texas-based quintet Brave Combo has perfected a world music mix that includes salsa and merengue and rock and cumbia, conjunto, polka, zydeco, classical cha-cha, blues, and far more. The band has won 2 Grammy Awards. It's been nominated for their work 7 times, and they've got 34, 35 releases out, something like that. That is Brave Combo. And that's something called Down at the Friendly Tavern. Well, who can't say no to a friendly tavern, right? It's from a CD. It was collected. It was recorded. There's a folklore in me, I guess. Recorded in Cleveland. And the CD is called Kick-Ass Polkas. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 201, and we're focusing on Friends. The next up we have from the UK. This is from... It's a recording of The Transports, and The Transports was a folk ballad. It was written, sort of an opera, really, written by Peter Bellamy, released in about 1977, and its first performance was in 1978. A new production was made not long ago with a number of people like Nancy Kerr and folks from Faustus and the Young'uns and so on. It was released as an album about 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. The story itself is an account of 2 convicts in the late 1700s. And Henry Cable and Susanna Holmes. And in the late 1700s, Cable receives a sentence of transportation for 14 years for the burglary of a country house. And Holmes receives a sentence of transportation as well. They're imprisoned for 3 years and before being sent to New South Wales. And in that, there's an incredible tale of, well, family being destroyed by poverty and crime and resurrected by exile to Australia in the 1780s. This is a song from that. It's about a sweet, loving friendship that was nurtured while in jail. This is Rachel McShane and Sean Cooney doing the vocals.
If you look out from some high window, you will see the sunset beyond the town. You will see the rooks to the treetops screaming, and the wing of evening comes folding down. Between the morning and the evening, between the springtime and the winter drear, there comes a time of new beginnings, when sweet loving friendship drives away all fear. There is many here, they know not but sorrow, and like the beast they live from day to day. But we can think on a bright tomorrow, since sweet loving friendship drives all grief away. All hope in prison it soon will smother, if none will with you your sorrow share. But we cling fast to one each other, and sweet loving friendship banishes despair.
Sweet loving friendship.
out from some high, high window and see the sunset beyond the sky. You need not mourn at the coming shadow if some loving friend is standing nigh.
Hello, my beautiful friend. I've come to see you again. And as much as I try, I can't say goodbye. When it's time to go, I'll just say hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. If you could be judged by how much you're loved and how much we've learned from the love you've returned, you must be a friend among friends. And if your worth while on this earth can be measured in part by the weight of my heart, you must be a friend among friends. Hello, my beautiful friend. I've come to see you again. And as much as I try, I can't say goodbye. When I leave to go, I'll just say hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. And for some way to cry when things go awry, when it's all too much, I can feel your touch and hear you say, go on, lean my way. Hello, my beautiful friend. I've come to see you again. And as much as I try, I can't say goodbye. When you leave to go, I'll just say hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello, my beautiful friend.
That's John Wart Hannum, and he spent some time teaching grade 9 language arts on the largest reserve in Canada, part of the Blackfoot tribe. In 1998, he bought a guitar, he learned some chords. In 2001, he quit his teaching job, and he spent 10 months depleting his savings while he sat at his kitchen table wearing a lucky hat writing his first 10 songs. And those songs became his first recording, called Pocket Full of Holes. It was released in 2003. He's now well past his seventh full-length recording. In the meantime, he's got lots of usual awards and nominations and so on. He works hard at his songwriting. Lots of material about basic working people. That was from a CD called Brambles and Thorns, something called Beautiful Friend. Before that, we heard from Rachel McShane and Sean Cooney and some friends, and a song called Sweet Loving Friendship from The Transports, A Tale of Exile and Migration. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name's Ivan Epke with you for this hour. And this is show number 201, where we are celebrating friends, the friends that make our lives much richer. You could be listening a variety of places, Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Belle Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, or maybe Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM, Cape May, New Jersey. And however you got here, and I'll mention some other stations in a moment, I'm glad that you're here. Well, next up we have Connie Calder. She's a Canadian folk singer-songwriter and Juno Award winner. She was born in Regina during a May blizzard. Yes, indeed, they have those in Regina, as many other parts of Canada. She worked with various theater groups, and then a number of years ago, she decided to start a full-time music career. She's released 15, 16 albums, something like that. Lots of kids' music as well. She's married to music producer and Heart Rouge member Paul Campagna, and they have a couple of kids who also play, and if you're lucky, you can hear the whole family playing together. She developed her range by singing every Sunday in the local church choir. Her dad directed, her mom and her twin sisters played piano as well, and her brothers played guitar, tuba, and trumpet, and so on. So music is certainly within the family tradition. This is from her CD called Small Cafe, and this is about old friends, but it's about sometimes a piece of geography can be your friend as well. In this case, it's a lake that has been a person's friend. This is Connie Calder.
I first saw this lake back in 17. All frayed in the winter overland. And I remember the first white man. I will not be hat in hand. And I learned my ABC in English, French, and Creek. There are things I still don't understand. And even though I do not own this land, I will not be had in hand. For I see those poplars growing way up to the sky, and I hope I'm underneath them when I die. We are old friends, this lake and I. And I remember in 17 what it was like before the cabins blocked off the shore. The kids would run down to the sand. I will not be had in hand, for I see those poplars growing way up to the sky, and I hope I'm underneath them when I die. We are old friends this day. Just like old friends, we sit and talk together. And just like old friends, we've seen the years go by. I still love to see those poplars growing, and I hope I'm underneath them when I die. We are old friends, this lake and I. Yes, we are old friends, this lake and I.
That's Connie Calder. I hope that you've got a lake of some kind that's your friend as well. Maybe a several lakes and a mountain to go with that. And, of course, human beings as well. So that was Connie Calder from your CD, Small Cafe. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're focusing on friends today. Next up, we have Mike Seeger and Friends. This is from his CD called The Third Annual Farewell Reunion. When you're going to do a farewell, you know, be like many performers and just, you know, make the last 10 years of your career into your farewell. But Mike Seeger was an American folk musician, a folklorist. He played auto harp, banjo, fiddle, dulcimer, guitar, a whole bunch of things. And he's a half-brother to Pete Seeger, who you've probably heard of. He's produced about 30 or so documentary recordings. He performed in another 40 recordings. He always honored the early makers of the folk music that he truly loved. He's a self-taught musician. And they began playing stringed instruments when he was just about 18. So not from age 3 or 4, like sometimes we hear. By 20, he was already out there collecting songs by traditional musicians. He had just took a tape recorder out in the field, Lead Belly, Woody Guthrie, John Jacob Niles, people like that. He founded the New Lost City Ramblers, a great old-time string band in New York City. And he's joined here on this track by Joe and Jeanette Carter. At that time, they were the last surviving children of A.P. and Sarah Carter. They were the original Carter family band. Almost every composer or musician in the field of country string music has at one time or another leaned pretty heavily on the style and the technique and the repertoire of the Carters. And A.P. Carter copyrighted himself alone over 300 songs. And some people say there isn't a bum one in any of them. The original Carter family disbanded in the early 1940s. Actually, A.P. and Sarah divorced. But that makes some of their songs seem very sad. But we won't go into that. But they disbanded in the early 40s. And then a second generation emerged with Joe and Jeanette, their kids, occasionally appearing with their parents. So even though they were not a couple, they sang. Anyway, it gets complicated. Even back then, families were complicated. And Joe and Jeanette play the guitar and the auto harp, respectively. And they used the actual instruments that belonged to AP and Sarah, their parents. Alas, they've both died in the early 2000s, but we've still have this recording. This is called You've Been a Friend to Me. This is Mike Seeger and Joe and Jeanette Carter. Thank you.
I'll ne'er forget where'er I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me.
Bit of that auto harp guitar sound of the famous of the Carter family. That was Mike Seeger, along with Jeanette and Joe Carter. You've been a friend to me. And this is show number 201 of Roots and Branches Beyond. We're talking about friendship today because, well, because we can and because it's very important at all times. I'm talking about it because I just got back from a long trip away. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard some encore presentations of Roots and Branches and Beyond, which means that I just wasn't in my basement recording radio for a little while. Next up, we have Ella Fitzgerald, and this is something called Can't We Be Friends? Now, sometimes this is sort of the other side of it, where people used to be more intimately involved, and then sometimes they say, well, let's just be friends. Ella Fitzgerald, of course, was an American jazz singer, sometimes referred to as the First Lady of Song, sometimes Queen of Jazz, sometimes Lady Ella. She was noted for the purity of tone that she had and her impeccable diction. I have to be careful how I say that. Her phrasing, her timing, her intonation, and so on. She started her solo career in the early 1940s in New York City, and she appeared in a number of movies and a guest on popular television shows in the second half of the 20th century. But her musical collaborations with Louis Armstrong or Duke Ellington or the Ink Spots and so on were some of the most notable outside of her solo career, of course. In 1993, after about almost 60 years of performing, she gave her last public performance. In her time, she got 14 Grammy Awards, National Medal of the Arts, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, on this track, she is joined by Louis Armstrong, who's singing along, and also Oscar Peterson on piano. What a stellar lineup. This is Ella Fitzgerald, and Can't We Be Friends?
I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? But by that day, I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave for me the air. Why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down. Save can we be friends?
Thank you.
should I cry? Have a sigh and wonder why?
Yeah. I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't we be friends?
That's a set with a couple of songs with friend in the title, but more about You're No Friend of Mine, or, well, I Wish You Were More Than Just a Friend. That was Kara Luft. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, guitarist, and clawhammer banjo player. Don't worry, we'll get back to the happy songs about friends in just a moment. She was born and raised in Calgary to folk singing parents. I like this. To folk singing parents. I don't know why I wrote that. Anyway, she began playing dulcimer because, you know, there's nothing wrong with folk singing parents. I'm just thinking it's kind of a funny, I just have this image of, you know, being around the kitchen table and, you know, somebody hauls out an auto harp and a guitar and sings at a moment's notice, the drop of a hat, as if you're living in a musical, which would be hell as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, she began, where was I, playing dulcimer and auto harp at the age of four. She started singing with the family band because, after all, she had folk singing parents. And her guitar self-studies began at age 11. Writing and playing styles are influenced by groups like, Led Zeppelin, but also a lot of traditional folk music from Britain and America and Canada. She released her debut album in 2000, and she co-founded the Waylon Jennies shortly after that, spent a few years with them, then went back solo, released this solo album, The Light Fantastic, that this track comes from. And then in 2016, she joined with J.D. Edwards to form the duo The Small Glories. I've played them a couple times. They have a couple CDs out as well. Wonderful in concert. That was No Friend of Mine with Kara Luft. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show 201, and we're focusing on friends, largely positive things about friends, because that's my experience. Anyway, you could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, possibly on Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. Or one other possibility would be Caper Radio, CJBU, in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Well, next up we have Eliza Carthy. Speaking of UK folk music, she's a musician, singer from the UK, daughter of English folk musicians Martin Carthy and Norma Watterson. She's part of the first family of UK folk, born in Scarborough in North Yorkshire, England, not the one that's just north of Lake Ontario. At the age of 13, Carthy formed the Water Daughters with her mother, aunt, and cousin. And she's been part of Watterson Carthy, which is this super group. Blue Murder, the Wayward Band. She's done lots of solo work. She's led bands of her own. And she's beloved by staunch traditionalists as well as iconoclasts, which is a difficult thing to do. This is from her CD called Restitute. And it's the first track. It's called Friendship. It's a track that originally comes from Maine. This is Eliza Carthy, along with her fiddle.
Friendship to every willing mind opens a heavenly treasure. There may the sons of sorrow find sources of real pleasure. See what employments men pursue, then you alone, my words are true. Friendship alone presents to view sources of real pleasure. False are the joys that fools esteem, fading and transitory. Mirth is as fleeting as a dream or a delusive story. Luxury leaves a sting behind, wounding the body and the mind. Only in friendship can we find pleasure and solid glory. Beauty with all its gaudy shows is but a painted bubble. Short is the triumph wit bestows, full of deceit and trouble. Fame like a shadow flees away, titles and dignities decay. Nothing but friendship can display joys that are free from trouble. Learning that boasted glittering thing scarcely is worth possessing. Riches forever on the wing cannot be called a blessing. Sensual pleasures swell desire, just as the fuel feeds the fire. Friendship can real bliss inspire, bliss that is worth possessing. Is the man who has a friend formed by the God of nature. Well may he feel and recommend friendship for his creator. Then let our hands in friendship join, so let our social paths combine. Ruled by the passion most divine, friendship with our creator. Taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows you'll mend.
tonight, I pray for my friends. When I don't know the answers and search for the truth, and hope that my judgment will carry me through. I'm so grateful for the people I have in my life. They help me to do what is right. They help me to do what is right. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Lost long away, we've drifted apart, or they've been called away. I hold them so close in my heart here tonight. They're dear to my heart for all time. They're dear to my heart for all time. I'm taking a moment to pray for my friends, a handful of people on whom I depend. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Our pathways are different, but I love them no less. I'm hoping their sorrows will mend. Tonight, I pray for my friends. Yes, tonight, I pray for my friends.
Texas-based singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Terry Hendricks, something called Prayer for My Friends. She's a sort of a mix of Americana, I suppose that's the term that's often put to her music, pop, country, blues, and jazz, and so on. She's been around the music scene since about 1990. She grew up in San Antonio, Texas, and she's released about 20 albums and EPs on her own Willery Records label, and she lives by this adage, own your own universe, which is a lyric from one of her earlier songs. And so in addition to writing and performing, she conducts songwriting workshops. She's established a nonprofit community arts center on her farm in the San Marcos area. And she's long had a focal epilepsy, which makes it difficult to tour, especially by air. She struggled with a vocal tremor, but she continues to overcome those issues. And she does lots of live streaming from her home during the pandemic, along with her musical and life partner. And she, though, plans to limit herself to 6 formal live concerts per year, but is still very productive and helping out lots of other musicians. Terry Hendricks. The song was called Prayer for My Friends. Well, next up we're going to hear from Brian Bowers. And Brian was an American auto harp player. He's frequently credited with kind of introducing us all to that instrument or bringing it into new generations. I've played him before. A wonderful performer. This is a song called Friend for Life. And it's basically talking about how songs can be a friend for life. I'll listen to how he puts it.
When your mom and dad cross your mind, thinking back to the ties that bind, won't fill your heart like learning some old song they used to sing back when they were young. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life that you can call on in the still of the night. When you're down and out on a two-lane road, your friend the song will be there to ease your load. Will be there to ease your load. When time novel that you burn your eyes out on won't fill your heart like mine, and some old song that will be there to help you later on. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life that you can call on. Hear the still of the night when you're down and out on a two-lane road. Your friend, the song will be there to ease your load. It will be there to ease your load. When the night is young, but you feel won't fill your heart like learning some old song that was your friend when you were young, and you are young again. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life that you can call on. Hear the still night when you're down and out on a two-lane road. Your friend, the song will be there to ease your load. It will be there to ease your load. When your mom and dad cross your mind, thinking back to the ties that bind, won't fill your heart like mine in some old song they used to sing back when they were young. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life.
something called Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish. That was the Hot Point Band. They're a contemporary Midwestern contra dance band. And Sam Bartlett once told them that they sounded like a contra dance band that never heard another contra dance band. And they love that analogy because they kind of twist things a fair bit. They play for contras, squares. They're known for their energy, their intensity, their drive. They got the percussion, the clawhammer banjo, fiddle, piano, bass, you know. And they've played in this configuration for, I don't know, they were something like 20 years or so. Something like that. And they did attempt to disband a few years back, but it just didn't take. And they're back on the road again. So that was a song that was originally recorded by the incredibly entertaining Hoosier Hotshots back in the early 1940s. Before that, we heard from Brian Bowers and Friend for Life, a lovely song about songs. Well, it's time for our last tune. This is Basco, or they're an irrepressible, I should say, Danish folk roots band. They're formed in 2004. I had two different adjectives in my mind, and neither of them came out there. They've released a small pile of albums, including this one, which came from 2017. It was called Interesting Times. They performed as a quartet and with the Danish radio Big Band and Julie Hetland. Their music is kind of modern, European, full of nuance, beauty, temperament, drive, you know, these grand sweepings, landscapes and so on. And they do plenty of original material, including this one, which is called The Friendly Neighbors, which you are truly blissed if you have friendly neighbors, truly blessed. And if you are a friendly neighbor, that's the key. Then you will bless others as well. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed some of this music, and I'll be back again next week. And I'll be also focusing on friends once again. So I hope you have a great week. Take care of each other, and happy trails. See you then.